Story number 113, Paul in Rome. See the chains on Paul, and look at the Roman soldier guarding him. Paul is a prisoner in Rome. He is waiting until the Roman Caesar decides what to do with him. While he is a prisoner, people are allowed to visit him. 3 days after Paul gets to Rome, he sends word for some Jewish leaders to come to see him. As a result, many Jews in Rome come. Paul preaches to them about Jesus and the kingdom of God. Some believe and become Christians, but others do not believe. Paul also preaches to the different soldiers that have the job of guarding him. For the 2 years he is kept here as a prisoner, Paul preaches to everyone he can. As a result, even the household of Caesar hears about the good news of the kingdom, and some of them become Christians. But who is this visitor at the table writing? Can you guess? Yes, it is Timothy. Timothy had also been in prison for preaching about the kingdom, but he is free again, and he has come here to help Paul. Do you know what Timothy is writing? Let's see. Do you remember the cities of Philippi and Ephesus in story number 110? Paul helped to start Christian congregations in those cities. Now, while he is in prison, Paul writes letters to these Christians. The letters are in the Bible, and they are called Ephesians and Philippians. Paul is now telling Timothy what to write to their Christian friends in Philippi. The Philippians have been very kind to Paul. They sent a gift to him here in prison, and so Paul is thanking them for it. Epaphroditus is the man who brought the gift, but he got very sick and almost died. Now he is well again and ready to go home. He will carry this letter from Paul and Timothy with him when he returns to Philippi. While he is in prison, Paul writes two more letters that we have in the Bible. One is to the Christians in the city of Colossae. Do you know what it is called? Colossians. The other is a personal letter to a close friend named Philemon, who also lives in Colossae. The letter is about Philemon's servant, Onesimus. Onesimus ran away from Philemon and came to Rome. In some way, Onesimus learned about Paul's being in prison here. He came to visit, and Paul preached to Onesimus. Soon Onesimus also became a Christian. Now Onesimus is sorry that he ran away. So, do you know what Paul writes in this letter to Philemon? Paul asks Philemon to forgive Onesimus. "I am sending him back to you," Paul writes. "But now he is not just your servant, he is also a fine Christian brother." When Onesimus goes back to Colossae, he carries with him these two letters, one to the Colossians and the other to Philemon. We can just imagine how happy Philemon is when he learns that his servant has become a Christian. When Paul writes to the Philippians and to Philemon, he has some really good news. "I am sending Timothy to you," Paul tells the Philippians. "But I also will visit you shortly." And to Philemon he writes, "Get a place ready for me to stay there." When Paul is set free, he visits his Christian brothers and sisters in many places. But later, Paul is made a prisoner in Rome again. This time he knows he is going to be killed. So he writes to Timothy and asks him to come quickly. "I have been faithful to God," Paul writes, "and God will reward me." A few years after Paul is put to death, Jerusalem is destroyed again, this time by the Romans. But there is more in the Bible. Jehovah God has the Apostle John write its last books, including the book of Revelation. This Bible book tells about the future. Let's learn now what the future holds.